Let me start by saying that for a few minutes, but only for a few minutes, I'm going to do something that I don't think I've done all year, and that is I'm going to repeat myself a little bit, but just for a few minutes, okay? Because there are a lot of people who were not here first term, and it's been a long time, and it's so important, and so forgive me, there'll be a few minutes of Chazara to get us started, because it's really necessary. But I'm going to do it very quickly, and it's only going to be the first few minutes, and after that, we're going to cover new ground. So please bear with me for a few minutes as I repeat myself a little bit. Okay, again, I try to be very careful not to do that a lot. I try not to, you know, but I think it's important. Okay, as much as this may come as a shock to you, there exist Jews, even otherwise observant Jews, who do not celebrate Yom HaTzma'ut, don't say Hallel Yom HaTzma'ut, in case you're not aware of that, so that happens to be the fact, and there aren't enough sheets. Oh, they said there should be three sheets, so people have to get together. There should be enough, right? When I really am pretty sure there are enough sets, but just yet, yeah, Tali's bringing over some more, and then okay. What I'd like to discuss is Yom HaTzma'ut in general and Hallel in particular, but not just Hallel, but celebrating Yom HaTzma'ut. If anyone needs, there are more sheets over here. We should have three sheets. There's like one pack or two where the stapler didn't work properly. It got separate. I'm sorry, but there are plenty of sets over here. Okay, and we're going to go move very quickly. We have a lot of ground to cover, but it's Rat Hashem. There is a famous Chazal, Yushalmi, in Yoma. It also appears in Brachot. It appears in the Midrash Shocher Tov and Tehillim. And it's a very famous midrash. It's even a song, and I'm sure everyone here is familiar with it. Story about Rabbi Chiya Rabba and Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, who were walking along in Bikat Arabel, and Bikritza, meaning the break of dawn, and Ra'u Ayelet Hashachar Shebaka Ora. Okay, and they saw the first rays of the sun. They saw the beginning of dawn, and I tried unsuccessfully for many, many children. Through many pregnancies, I tried to convince my wife that Ayelet HaShachar is a beautiful name for a girl, and just, it's one of those battles I lost, what can I say? But anyhow, be that as it may, they Rabbi Chiya Rabba says to Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta in the second line, "Kachi gulatan shel Yisrael b'tchila kima kima kol shiholechet hiholechet umeir." Very famous Chazal that it begins that's a little bit at a time, and as it goes on, more and more light. Okay, this is the famous. They're walking by the Arabel, and they in the morning, and you know, as dawn breaks, Rechia Rabba says to Hashem and Chlafta, this is a mashal for the gula. This is how the gula takes place. B'tchila kima kima, a little bit at a time, and then kol shri lechet, holechet me'ir. My time, what's the source? Ki eshei b'choshech Adonai orli. As I sit in the darkness, I'm sitting in the darkness, Hashem is a light for me. Kach, of course, light being a metaphor, being a symbol for gula. Kach b'tchila, in the beginning of the story, Mordechai yoshei b'shar melech. V'acha kach v'yashem Mordechai al shar melech. V'acha kach v'ykach hamanet al vush v'tasuz. V'acha kach Mordechai yatzam l'fnei ha-melech v'vush malchut. V'acha kach la'udim ha'ita u'rav v'simcha. Now, the way that this chazal is often understood, and it's true, but it's only the tip of the iceberg, it's not the main point of this chazal. The simple understanding of it is that the gula isn't going to happen in an instant, but it happens in stages, and that's true and important, but it's not the essence of this chazal. The essence of this chazal is something else. if you think about dawn, right? So let's say on a particular day, let's say you're in the middle of a field or a forest, there's no electric lights, you're not in the city, you're out in the middle of the country, and it's totally dark, nighttime, and then it's dawn. You look at your watch and you see, Alot is going to be in a minute. You wait another minute, it's dawn, and a minute later, how light is it? Right? A minute after dawn, how much more light is it than a minute before dawn? It's a very subtle difference. It's mostly dark. There's more darkness than light. And what Chazal are telling us here, what Rechia Rabba is saying, is a beautiful idea. That although that kieshei b'choshach, I'm sitting in darkness, I'm surrounded mostly by darkness, but nonetheless, Hashem orli, the or is truly or. If you look at the psukim that they quote by Mordechai and Haman, so you see it's very clear. The first many psukim, most of the psukim that they quote, are talking about a time when the danger was very great, where the assumption was that we're going to be wiped out, where things looked very bleak. It wasn't a time of geula, it was a time of tremendous crisis. Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech, that's when all the troubles happened, right? And even Vaikach Matal Vushvet HaSus, things were still, looked very, very bad. It's only at the very end that La'udim Haita Orav Simcha. What Chazal are telling us is that people make a basic mistake. And it's very important to understand, because there are, I don't know how many, but certainly tens of thousands, more, hundreds, I don't know, of Jews who make this mistake. They look at our situation today and they say, what do you mean Geula? What kind of Atchalta de Geula? We have this problem and that problem, whatever it is this wrong with its government and the state, and there's this problem, and it's not religious enough, and it's not this, and there's all these problems in society, and there's this friction between this segment and that segment, and you have the threat of Iran, and you have the Palestinian situation, and there's this problem and that problem, and it's true, there's a lot of choshech, there are a lot of threats, there are a lot of challenges, there are a lot of things that are critical, not just details, critical things that if they're not resolved, if they don't reach the right conclusion, then we're in tremendous trouble, to put it mildly. That's all true. But kieshei b'choshech Hashem orli. Chazal tell us very clearly here, the fact that there is darkness, and I'm not commenting on what percentage of darkness, and that's a very hard thing to say, and you know we may differ as the exact percentage of light and darkness, but it doesn't matter. One thing is clear, there is tremendous or, and there's also tremendous choshech. But kieshei b'choshech Hashem orli. Chas v'shalom, we shouldn't not appreciate, we shouldn't fail to appreciate the or just because I'm sitting in darkness, because there's also choshech. Right? Kachi gulatan shel Yisrael. Alot hashachar, when dawn breaks, it's halachically day. That's it, it's daytime. Even though it's mostly still as dark as it was during the nighttime. It doesn't matter, it's still daytime. We have a little bit of geula, it's geula. It's not the complete geula. No one thinks this is the complete geula. There's not one person, I don't think there's anybody in their right mind who thinks that we have the full geula already. No one is under the illusion that we already have everything. But a person also has to be deluded to think that we don't have anything. And it's very important to understand and appreciate the or that we have. And in fact, Chazal, this is quoted by many, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Afsai Dalit, talks about, mentions many times, how Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was one of the greatest tzaddikim, when the Navi describes how he's outstanding amongst all the Malchei Yehuda, no one after him was comparable to him, and not many before either. And Chazal say that Hashem wanted him to be Melech HaMashiach, and Sancheret to be Gog Magog, and that would have been the final Geula, but for one thing. And the one thing, what was the one chait of Chizkiyahu, we're told? That when he was saved from Sancheirev, was saved from Ashur, he didn't say Hallel. Okay? Chas v'shalom, we should repeat that mistake. Chas v'shalom, we should repeat that mistake. What? It's like, I can't, is it louder? That's the second source, Sanhedrin Sai Dalim Ralph. Okay, again, I said, I'm reviewing very quickly what we did already, so I'm doing it very, very fast, and when I'm doing all these sources, very quickly. So, sometimes people say, how can I say Hallel? How can I say Hallel? But there are still such threats, there are such problems. It's not yet a successful endeavor. We had that things are perfect, things are, we're already saying Hallel, what are you crazy? And I'm sorry, but I think that that's ridiculous. That's the height of Amaratzis. It doesn't make any sense. Look at what we say in Hallel. When we say Hallel, together with Hodu Lashem Kito Kilam Chasto, and we talk about the things that Hashem has done for us, what else do we say in Hallel? Ana Hashem Hoshiana. Ana Hashem Atzlichana. In the middle of saying Hallel, we say Ana Hashem Hoshiana. Save us. Why are we saying save us? We've already been saved. No, because we've been saved from some things and we still have other threats and other challenges. But we're still saying Hallel. Anytime we say Hallel, it incorporates Ana Hashem Hoshiana. And certainly Ana Hashem Atzlichana, that we should still be successful, that we're not the end of the road. But you don't wait till you get to the end of the road to say Hallel. It's a fundamental mistake. And Chazal tell us again and again, that's not how it works. Every year at the Seder, we say, Dayenu, right? Who doesn't know Dayenu? Ilu otzianu mitzrayim v'lo asavim shvatim, Dayenu. Go through this whole list. We're taken out of Mitzrayim. We have the Egyptian army behind us. We have the sea in front of us. We're about to be wiped out. And what do we say? Dayenu. What do you mean, Dayenu? Dayenu, we don't need anything more. We don't need the sea to split. We don't need the Mitzrayim to be drowned. We don't need to be fed in the Midbar. We don't need to be given the Torah. There are spiritual needs. There are physical needs. There are existential threats. What do you mean, Dayenu? And it's very clear. You look at Dayenu. What does it mean? Dayenu what? That we're not asking Hashem for anything more? That we didn't need anything more than that? Lefek, we have a whole list of things that we needed. Physically, religiously, spiritually, every point of view. But Dayenu, that Ilu Otiyam Mitzrayim, the loss of Emshatim, Dayenu, it's enough reason to say Hallel. And that's why we continue on to say in Alacha Kama B'Kama that Hashem did everything for us, so certainly we say Hallel. But even if it was only stage one and there are another 29 stages to go, Dayenu. So we'll say Ana Hashem Atzlichana, Ana Hashem Hoshiana. We'll say, please help us, save us. We need stage 2 and 3 and 4 and 5. Dayenu, it's sufficient reason to say Hallel for stage one. And we have much more than stage one nowadays. But even if we only had stage one, even if it's only a little, even if we still have existential threats and religious threats and spiritual threats and style threats and all kinds of problems, no one's denying there are problems. And we have a responsibility to try and fix those problems. But certainly, Dayenu, we have to say Hallel. Okay, that's in terms of the basic perspective on where we're at. And of course, the Marsha and many, many others point out, based on Chazal, based on Tanakh, major theme is that to the degree that we embrace the Geula that Hashem gives us, we are worthy of further Geula. And to the degree that Chas v'Shalom not, so that's obviously the problem as we see by Chizkiyahu. Okay, let's turn to page 2. Okay, so people who are suffering through the review, it's over, we're moving on. Okay, told you, quick review. I don't think it was more than like 10 minutes, maybe less, and we're not going to move. I can't even tell you. Sorry, it was actually a little bit more. Okay, 12 minutes. I apologize. Let's now turn to the top of page 2. To the best of my knowledge, anyone who objects to saying Hallel on Yom HaTzma'ut on halachic grounds, or even anyone who objects or claims to object to saying Hallel on halachic grounds, it's rooted in the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Chedem Bet. I'd like to take a look quickly at that Gemara and a few of the Rishonim that discuss it, and then we'll move on to a couple of major Achronim. Okay, let's start. Amr Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chalki Migomrei Hallel B'chol Yom. So Yossi said, Halvai, I should be amongst those who say Hallel every day. Says the Gemara, Ini, is that so? Is it really a good thing to say Hallel every day? V'amamar, but we learned that Akorei Hallel B'chol Yom, Harei Zeh Mechari from Megadev. It's blaspheming to say Hallel every day. So the Gemara answers, when Rabbi Yossi said, Yehei Chalki Migomrei Hallel B'chol Yom, Ki kamina b'psukei dezirma, he was talking about p'sukei dezirma. He wasn't talking about what we call the Hallel. Okay. So, saying p'sukei dezirma every day is a good thing. Saying Hallel every day is a bad thing. Okay? So there are those who say, and great people, there are those who say, ah, the Gemara says, what? You can't say halal, just, you know, all the time. So it's a problem saying halal on Yom HaTzmut, it's a problem saying halal on Yom Yerushalayim. It says that, kol ha-kori halal b'chol yom, ha-reze mechayif megadif. It's interesting, that if you look at the Rambam in Hilchot Tefillah and Siyah Kapayim, Perek Zayin Halach Yud Bet, codifies this Gemara as follows. V'shibchu chachamim l'mi shekoreiz mirot misefer tilim b'chol yom b'yom mitila l'david atzof ha-sefer. V'kvar nagu l'kro p'sukim l'fneihem v'lachareihem v'tipnu bracha l'fnei hazmirot v'baruch shamar bracha l'acharem v'yishtabach v'achakach mevarech al kriyat shema kore kriyat shema. The Rambam quotes l'halacha, exactly, the part of the Gemara that talks about Yechelki Migomri Hal B'choyom. The Rambam leaves out the other half. Okay, as do other Rishonim, who are, you know, more halachically oriented Sfarim. It's not at all pasha that there's even a halacha about Kol Kori Hal B'choyom, that this, it will be an agadic statement, not a halachic statement, which is, okay, that's part of what we need to keep in mind, but it's not the major point. The Rambam quotes the part about saying Psukei Dezimra, and that being a good thing, but the part about it, about not, he doesn't quote anything about it being usher to say halal every day. That's already interesting, okay? It's not my major point, it's just interesting. But let's look at some Rishonim who do discuss this Gemara and see what they have to say. Okay? If we want to understand this Gemara, who's the first Rishon? First Rishon we're going to look at is Rashi. Okay, let's see what Rashi has to say. Harezeh mecharef umegadev. Sheneviim harishonim tiknu lomar beprakim l'shabach v'hodaya. Because early Nevi'im instituted that on certain occasions we say it l'shevach v'hodaya, for praise, thanksgiving, k'damrinam ba'arei psachim. V'zeh, this person, ha-kor'ah tamid below ita, person who reads it stam, right, regularly, without it being the proper time, eino ela k'mizamer shir u'mitlotzeitz. So it's like he makes it into, you know, just time a joke, time into a song. It's a, you know, it doesn't have. Now, is Rashi saying, the way Rashi explains this Gemara, does it apply? Is there any implication here that if there's a good reason to say halal on a particular day, that a person can't say unless it's one of the days that there's a chiyuv to say it? Rashi's saying that if I say it's stam every day, or, you know, every other Tuesday, but that there can't be anything beyond the days that were instituted, certainly not being said. Draw any implications, certainly from Rashi's reading of the Gemara, has nothing to do with saying halal on Yom HaTzmud and Yom Yerushalayim. Let's continue. The Me'iri, okay, next Rishon who discusses it. The Me'iri says as follows. Akori hal b'chol yom harehu kiporek ol min hatfilah shalel lo nitan elo da'a amasha avar be'eze neis o be'eze gula. Halal is meant to be said as a hoda'a for a neis or a gula. B'chol shekov o b'chol yom, if a person establishes it to say every day, domeh kemisha enlo litzok litpalel lizman ha'omed o laba. So as if he's saying, well, everything's fine, there's nothing I need to pray for, etc., because I'm just, every day I say hala. Every day they say hala. But al davar zeh hu koro mecharev. That's the first pshat. Okay? Does that have any real relevance to our case? How does that have relevance to our case?
If we're going to hold on what happened by a
nisr,
and that would fall into the category of.
What do you mean? I'm saying it on Yom HaTzmut because of Hoda'a al Eze Neiso Gula.
Right.
So why is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
Oh no, I'm saying
it's like
okay. Let me say it right. Exactly. In other words, there's the Me'iri is saying that the time you should say halal is if there was something special that happened. There was a nes, there was a geula. There's something to say halal about, so you say halal, but not to say it every single day. To say that the daily existence is something to say the halal about. Okay, this there. Then he goes on. V'yesh mefarshim atam shemitol she'omro tamid v'shelo b'tam. If I say it every day, v'shelo b'tam, without any reason. Everyone see that? V'shelo b'tam, without a reason. I just say it because I'm in a good mood today. I'm just saying it because it's a nice day. Then, eino margish l'torer ala b'yamim shenikba bo l'hoda ala nisim. If I say it every single day, then when I'm supposed to say it, it's not going to be special, it's not going to be meaningful, I'm not going to be excited about it. Right? On days when there really was a nes to say it about. And so I'm going to end up denying the miracles. I'm not going to be enthusiastic about saying halal on Hanukkah if I also said it the week before and the week before that and the week before that and the week after, and it doesn't mean anything. It has to be on special occasions. It has to be when there's a reason, when there's something that I'm commemorating, not stam, every single day. Okay. So far, I've shown him that, you know, next, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah. V'amamar kori halal b'chol yom harezeh mecharev megadev. Kasal kataytach d'mehalal d'haluya halu avdei Adonai ka'amar. U'madrina lo amrina mizeh ha'halal. We're not talking about p'suket zirmel. Mehalal d'p'suket... I'm sorry. I thought we were talking about the halal of what we call halal kufi gil kufi chet. It's really talking about halal el mehalal d'p'suket zirmel. That's what Rabbi Yossi was saying. Okay. D'haynu tilal david. V'yesh l'shol. Okay, v'yeshashol, we can ask the following question. My tamrush mecharev megadev, why do we say it's like blaspheming? Mipnei shomer halel shalalu avdei Hashem. Well, what's the problem? V'yeshomrim, so some say, mipnei shachotein bo yalucha v'imsa shomer brach levatala. So some say it's because we're saying a brach levatala. Ain't no near a cloud, that doesn't make sense. D'matam lomrush mipnei shomer brach levatala, mecharev megadev. Vod hacha koreg halel stam amru, d'mash mafil below bracha. So he doesn't like that. So he says, Ella, umishum kach nir el lemori harav ner shetam hadavar pnei sheikar kriyat hahalel or called sarav itzorash alo tavoa tzibur. Why are we supposed to say halel? We're supposed to say halel for each and every tzara, each and every crisis, each and every trouble that happens to the tzibur. V'anu omrim oto ba'ota sha'a k'mo shamar David al tzarot she'avru alav. But if you say it every day, okay. In other words, what is the problem? The problem is, if I say it every day, as opposed to on those times when I'm supposed to say it, which is, now that's what Rabbi Yonah says, not those days which were nitkan, that's not the point. The point is, on those days where there was a tzara for Am Yisrael and we were saved from it, then we're supposed to say halal. Now, yes, please. Yeah, that Rabbi Yonah is saying that halal is not supposed to be said every day. Bosi said when there was a communal tzara that we were saved from. Okay? Now, it's hard to imagine that when all of the Arab armies attacked us on one day with the explicit goal of wiping out all of the Jews in Israel, that's not a tzar of the tzibur from which we were saved. Leaving aside everything else, which we'll get back to, Bezrat Hashem, hard to imagine that this doesn't fit the category of Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes, please. Okay, so I'll say two things. First of all, it's not that simple about Purim. Okay? It depends on which Rishonim you take, Ramban versus Ran, exactly how you understand the story of Purim. Okay, and that's a bit of an issue itself. So even that example of Purim, it's not simple, which is talking about. However, I think that there are very clear sources in Chazal that if you're talking about the entire Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael, you're talking about Am Yisrael, not talking about a particular local community. You know what I'm saying? The entire Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael is not just a local community. It's not the same thing. That...
Even if it's not the majority,
yes. Okay. That's a different discussion, but... Okay, yes. But loud and clear so I can hear you. Sorry, there's a lot of noise coming from you. I don't think that's what it means. No, he's talking about, because what's he talking about? He's saying that we're supposed to say it on days like Hanukkah, on days like, he's saying that you're supposed to say it on those days when these things happen. It doesn't mean that year. That day, meaning not every day of the year, only those days of the calendar when there was, you know, a major Hatzalah like this. Because otherwise he'd be saying that you're not allowed to say Hallel on Pesach, and you're not allowed to say Hallel on Shavuot, you're not allowed to say Hallel on Chanukah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? He's saying by that day he means that day of the calendar, as opposed to your other hands. Yes, please, Tali. Yeah, the pshat that Rabbi Yonah doesn't like, okay, is that the problem is that you're saying a bracha on Hallel where there's no chiyuv to say a bracha because it's not instituted on that day. Okay? And we'll come back to that issue of bracha in just a moment, but the Rabbi Yonah doesn't like that because A... What? He says that he doesn't like that. If you take a look, I mean, I didn't spend a lot of time. It says ve'ein, third line, middle of third line, ve'eino nira klal. Okay, he doesn't think that that makes sense at all to say that the issue is the bracha, for two reasons. Number one, because he doesn't think that that would be a reason to say that's kimecharif megadeh, just because you're saying a bracha levatala. Not that he's saying it's a good thing to say a bracha levatala, but it's not kimecharif megadeh. And number two, because the Gemara doesn't seem to be talking about bracha. In other words, so on the one hand, he doesn't think that that's sufficient reason for it to be so bad. On the other hand, he thinks that whatever the Gemara thinks is so bad is true even when you don't say a bracha. Okay? So in both directions. Beseder. Let's go a step further. So I want to first say something of a more minimalist nature, and then we'll go a little bit further. It's really a rather surprising thing that there should be anybody who objects on halachic grounds to saying Hallel on days other than the days that there's a chiyuv to say Hallel. Why do I say that? Because there is nobody who disagrees that we say Hallel on days where there's no chiyuv to say Hallel. Okay? In other words, if you go back 100 years, okay, if you go back 100 years and ask anybody, any Jew whatsoever, who knows that, I mean, I'm not talking about an Amaris, someone who knows anything, you say, is there an Easter to say Hallel? Is there, by definition, an Easter to say Hallel any time that there's no Chiyuv to say Hallel? And anybody who knows anything would answer you without hesitating for a second, of course not. Okay? There are many days when we say Hallel, even though there's no Chiyuv to say Hallel. That's simply a fact. Right? I'll go a step further. There is no Gemara, There is no Gemara, this I can guarantee you of, and I don't think anyone can disagree with this. There is no Gemara, listen to this for a second. There is no Gemara any place, Babu Yerushalmi, nor any Chazal any place that says that you're not supposed to say Hallel, that we don't say Hallel on Yom Ha'atzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim. Would everyone agree with that? Is that reasonable to say? Okay. I'm not done. All right, wait 1 second. I'm not done. There is, however, a very clear Gemara in Erechin and Afia. The Gemara says explicitly that we don't say Hallel on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh days, and in Chutzlar's eighth day of Pesach. There's an explicit Gemara that says we don't say Hallel on Pesach except for the first day. It's Beferish. It's an open Gemara, right? No machloket, no one disagrees. You don't say Hallel on the rest of Pesach. Anyone here say Hallel on Pesach besides the first day? Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud. The Gemara is not on the page, but the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud said, the Gemara asks, why is it that on Sukkot we say Hallel every day and on Pesach we only say Hallel on the first day? There's also a Gemara that says explicitly that we don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Anyone here say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? Yes? Okay. The Gemara says explicitly you don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Gemara, famous Gemara in time when Rav comes to Babel, right? Rav, Gemara, the foundation of the Talmud Babel, comes to from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, and he sees that people are saying Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. He goes, what are they doing? You don't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Okay. And then he sees that they're only saying Chatzi Hallel. He says, oh, they're only saying Chatzi Hallel. Ah, it's just Minhag, the Seder. Okay, not a problem. Rabosai, there is not an observant Jew that I've ever met who doesn't say Hallel on days when there's no Chiyuv to say Hallel. There is no such issue. There's no way. There's nobody. And I'm not up to bracha or not bracha yet. We're getting there. But per se, to say Hallel, in safek that one can say Hallel, I'm not saying one can say Hallel every day. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. But that you can say Hallel sometimes if you have a good reason, even though there's not a takana derabanan to say it on that day, there's just no room for disagreement about that. And it's just a fact. That's what we do on Rosh Chodesh. That's what we do on most of Pesach. Even though less man de pug, there's no chiyuv to do so. So to say that, well, there's no chiyuv drabban to say Hallel Yom Ha'atzmaut, no one was metaking it of sufficient stature, we don't have a Sanhedrin, whatever it is. So therefore, how can you say Hallel? But the Gemara in Shabbos Kol Omer Hallel B'chol Yom. Clearly, that's not what Kol Omer Hallel B'chol Yom means. Kol Omer Hallel B'chol Yom means every day. Now, I don't mean by every day, I don't mean that it has to be 365 days a year. But by every day, it means just stam. I wake up in the morning, it's a nice day, I'm in a good mood, and I say Hallel. Right, that's a problem. It may be a halacha, it may just be more a hashkafic thing, whatever it is. The Rambam doesn't quote it, others do quote it, whatever it is. But let's say it's a halacha. Okay, so today I get up, I'm in a good mood, I want to say Hallel. I can't just say Hallel stam. But that I can say Hallel if I have a good reason. That it's possible for Am Yisrael to decide that today's a good day to say Hallel, even for some communities to say that we're going to say Hallel today, even though there's no Takana Derabanan, is open and shot black and white. There's nothing to discuss. And I have serious problems why it is that anyone should have an issue with that. Now, what about a bracha? What about full Hallel versus half Hallel? So I'm not going to try to give you a definitive answer about this, but I want to just present a little bit what some of the issues are. So number one, it seems to me that the most obvious and simple and clear-cut answer, not necessarily the right answer, but the simplest answer, is that one thing is for sure. We certainly can say Hallel with a bracha listen to the whole sentence. If you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha, if you say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha, and not everyone holds that way, you say Hallel on the latter days of Pesach, meaning after the first day of Pesach, with a bracha, again, not everyone holds that way, but assuming that you do, against Machlok Rishon, but assuming that you say Hallel, like Tosod holds, and like Ashkenazim in general hold, that you say Hallel with a bracha on Rosh Chodesh and Pesach, then certainly the same thing should be true at the least on Yom HaTzma'ut and on Yom Yerushalayim. There's more reason to say it on Yom HaTzma'ut and Yom Yerushalayim than there is on Rosh Chodesh. Chatzi Hallel with a bracha. Chatzi Hallel with a bracha. Okay? Again, I said if you say on Rosh Chodesh and Pesach. People who don't say on Rosh Chodesh and Pesach, it's more of a question. Okay? What?
There are people that don't say
bracha
on Rosh
Chodesh. There are people who, correct. It's Machlok Rishon. Okay? I say again, I'm saying if. Now, if on Rosh Chodesh and the rest of Pesach you say Hallel without a bracha, right? Then minimally you say Hallel without a bracha on Yom HaTzma'ut and Yom Yerushalayim as well. Yes. We'll get there because there isn't a very clear answer to the question of why we say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, for example. I'm not saying that we shouldn't say it. It's a minhag. I'm saying, but there is no basis for saying that there's a, you know, it's clear that there's no chiyuv to on Rosh Chodesh. Okay? On Yom HaTzma'ut and Yerushalayim, one can make a good case for saying that there's a chiyuv to. I'll explain that in a few moments. Yes? Oh, that's an interesting question. There are at least two different good answers for that. It's a different topic. I'll be glad to discuss with you. There are two possibilities, okay? But it's not really relevant to this. Yes?
This is, like, prerequisite is assuming the establishment of the state and the
Yeah, it's based on a lot of based assumption that, you know, that there's a God and that he gave us the Torah and there are all kinds of... Now, there are a lot of assumptions that go into it. Yeah, right, but...
No,
I'm being serious. You know what I'm saying? Of course that's... Right, if you assume that, you know, I don't know the exact number, hundreds of thousands, millions, whatever, you know, of Jews not being killed out and, you know, it's a good thing, for example, then, yeah, but... Okay... Forgive me, there's something wrong with someone who doesn't think it's a good thing. If you don't think it's a good thing that Am Yisrael have Yerushalayim as opposed to not having, if you don't think that's a good thing, so then you have problems. I'm sorry, that's a problem. But you're right, I'm making that assumption. Okay. I'm only dealing with the question with someone who says, granted, it's a good thing, but there's no official chiyuv d'rabbanan to say Hallel, so therefore there's a problem of kol ha'omer Hallel b'chol yom. Okay? I'm saying that. I think that that's a bogus argument. Also, you know, I know there are great people I have respect for who say it, but I still think it's wrong. I think it's very, you know, it's very incorrect. But in any case, but someone who says that the events that are commemorated by Yom HaTzma'ut and Yom Yerushalayim are not a great thing, you know, cause to give hodah and shout out to Hashem, that I think is a serious problem.
There are a lot of people that say that, like, I'm
aware of that. We have a lot of serious problems. I tell you that, but that's a serious problem. A serious problem. Again, I'm not going to go say that's a different issue, a different topic. We want to understand the issue better. So I strongly recommend, if you want to read something, you know, first of all, anyone who doesn't have, I said this before, I'll say again, anyone who doesn't own Rab Menachem Kasher's Hatkufa Gedola, okay, go out and buy it between now and Yom HaTzma'ut. If you don't have Rab Menachem Kasher's Hatkufa Gedola, okay, you have to have it. It's basic. Okay, so...
What is it?
Rav Menachem Kasher was one of the greatest people of the 20th century. He wrote or was behind many, many major projects that are, each one is a gem, including Torah Shlema and Haggadah Shlema. He has a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch, Divrei Menachem, which is a tremendous Sefer. He was the editor of Noam, which is an important halachic journal. And he wrote many, many other svarim. And amongst other things, he wrote this Sefer called Hatkufa Gdolah, in which, based on Tanakh and Chazal and Rishonim and Achronim, with the most unbelievable bekiyos and insight, he discusses the events of the last, you know, from before Hakamat Medina, but the events relating to Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of modern Zionism through the Yom Kippur War, from the prism of, you know, Chazal and Rishon, Achron, etc. And he discusses what Satmar said, discusses all these things very clearly and based on sources, and it's a tremendous, it's just a wonderful, wonderful sefer to read. It's very important. Okay. The two svarim that are classics on this, that are critical to read, this and Ema Benim Smecha, obviously. Hatkufa Hagdola, the great era. It's not hard reading. He writes beautifully. It's great. Okay, very, very inspiring sefer. Everyone should learn it. Okay. Very often, you know, I take a sefer with me to shul. I take out to Pagdola. It's just Onik Shabbos. Okay, let's continue. But, or can I say one thing? Isn't it interesting? It's not, Chassid Shalom, I understand exactly. It's not a personal attack, but anyway, it's a comment. Isn't it fascinating what a strange, strange time we live in, where Jews have davened for 2,000 years to be able to return to Eretz Yisrael, to be able to have Yerushalayim, v'chulei. Forget about coming here, not coming here. That it should be in any way a controversial statement that having I don't know how many Jews saved from Sinaka with numbers, but whatever, it's only a huge number of a major segment, a third, whatever, of the Jewish people saved from obliteration and being given autonomy and control over Eretz Yisrael. Rabban says one major mitzvah of the Torah. And being able to go to Yerushalayim, being able to go to the Kotel, that should be controversial to say that's a positive thing. Okay. Isn't that amazing?
Right.
So you know, we go back to this point made before, I guess not an original point, I don't claim it's an original point, that not everything that's debated is debatable. So, yes, I understand it's a controversial point because there are some people who would debate it. But Rav Shalom, how could this possibly be a kind? Well, what's there to be? What's there to debate? What's this? Of course, it's a positive thing. Well, what's the question? Yes.
No, I understand. So, just came back in. So, the question I always had was that the events, you know, I just seem very similar to current, as opposed to Hanukkah. It wasn't amazing. It was an amazing stuff. We didn't get the miracle of. The oil burning for 7 days.
So, two things. Yes. All right, go ahead.
When the entire world is fighting against this tiny little, nothing nation, that's not amazing.
Okay.
And they're throwing soda bottles at, these cakes and they're winning. That's amazing.
Okay, because you're thinking back about Purim, the fact that there's alcohol and the fact that in Purim, one nation survived a tyrant who ruled the entire world.
No.
No,
wait. But wait.
Right.
So,
that would be a really good question.
The point.
So let's write a Megillah last night and read it. Wow.
Okay. No, but the point is, the point is that Purim, Chazal say, that's the point of Purim, Chazal say, there is a chiyuv of halal. So the Gemara in Megillah, the Yud Aleph, says as follows. says that if when we were freed from slavery in Mitzrayim, we had to say Hallel, Kal Vachomer that we have to say Hallel on Purim. It says, so why don't we say Hallel? The Gemara gives three answers. Okay, the main answer, although there are other answers, and they're all, you know, one of the probably the main answer is Kriyata Zoi Halela, that we do say Hallel, but the reading of the Megillah is the particular Hallel of Purim. Okay, that's the form of Hallel that we say. But Hallel doesn't have to be those chapters of Tehillim. The way we say Hallel is by reading the Megillah. That's our Hallel of Purim. That's one answer. Another answer is because it wasn't a nes that took place in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? I don't think that precludes Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom HaShoah. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So the other answer is that the third answer is that we didn't achieve autonomy and freedom at Purim. Again, which, right? So for all three reasons, on the contrary, that Gemara Megillah is exactly the source for there not only being that it's okay or good, there's a chiyuv to say Hallel. I'll go a step absolutely. I'll go. So whether it's a nes nigla or a nistar, it's not worth debating because it doesn't matter. We say halal for nes nigla or nes nistar. You don't need a nes nigla for halal. Lehefef, there are many, many sources in halacha that you say halal for just the fact that you were saved and by Hashem. It doesn't matter whether it's a nes nigla. You don't need a nes nigla for halal. That's not the point. As a matter of fact, it's really beside. Yes? What about it?
You don't mention
for commemoratively, like every year.
Yeah, did people do it that year?
I just don't. But you'll see something about it in just a moment, okay? Let's see a couple more stories, which I just want to bring to your attention. You want to ask a question? Okay, so I just want to put a little more on the table, and then b'simcha, we can take more questions and comments. Okay, Bosai. But I want to go a step further. It could well be, there's a very good case to be made for saying, ready, that there is, forget about, okay, now, there may be a chiyuv d'oraita to observe, to commemorate Yom HaAtzmaut and Yom HaShoah. So let's take a look. Let's take a look what the basis is. The Chasam Sofer, who by all accounts was one of the Gedolei HaPoskim of many generations. He was even from, and what? And says the following. Okay, Chelek Bet, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. Amongst other things, it says the following. It's an incredible thing. This is a fascinating Chasam Sofer. It says as follows. D'kfiat yom mo'ed b'yom asiyat neis hu kal v'chomer d'oraita. Establishing a yom mo'ed on a day when a miracle was done for us is a kal v'chomer d'oraita. And he's referring to the Gemara Megillah and Yudal Menalf that we just talked about. Ulefiani adaiti, says the Chasam Sofer. Lefize Yom Purim v'Yimei Chanukah d'oraita hein. Observing Chanukah and Purim, says the Chasam Sofer, is min haTorah. Listen carefully. We all know it's the Rabbanim, but it's min haTorah. Listen what he says. Ach ma la'asot b'hem im l'shloch manot o l'adlik neirot o l'asot zeicher acher zel d'Rabbanim. Va'over ve'eino oseh shum zecher l'imei Chanukah Purim over al mitzasei d'oraita. Ach oseh shum zecher yeh ma sheyeh al kol panim b'yom echad mimei Chanukah v'afil lo liknei rov v'lo shalach manot b'Purim v'chadome eino al avayan d'Rabbanan. Hear what he says? It says, if a person on Chanukah or Purim doesn't commemorate it at all, does nothing, ignores the fact that it's Chanukah Purim, says the Chasam Sofer, he's mevatel a chiyuv d'oraita, not d'rabbanan, d'oraita. Meaning, even if Chazal had never enacted anything, even if there was no Bezdin that instituted Chanukah Purim, there would be automatically based on the historical events alone, without anyone instituting it. Very important point that the Chassam Sofer is making here, and very relevant to us. Without any institution. So you have people say, the Rabbanut instituting, who's the Rabbanut? They don't have the authority to institute. And maybe that's true, maybe it's not true. Doesn't matter. Says the Chassam Sofer, if someone doesn't commemorate Purim at all, someone doesn't commemorate Hanukkah at all, they're Mevatel Adoraisa. Because Kavachomer, the Gemara Megillah, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Says the Chassam Sofer, if a person doesn't light Nerot Hanukkah, but instead they commemorate Hanukkah by going on a picnic, but l'shem Hanukkah, or they have a barbecue, or they, whatever, they have a, you know, a party. So midoraisa they be yotze. Chacham came along and instituted that we commemorate in a particular way, that we have to light Nerot Hanukkah, that we have to read the Megillah, v'chule v'chule. That part is the Rabban, the particular commemoration is the Rabbanan, that we commemorate it all as a Chiyuv Daraita. And if we don't do it, then the Mevatel Daraita. Okay? Then he goes on to say, therefore, Defshar, Kriyat Halel Megillah Habe Kavachomer Daraita Lomer Shira, Kemoshid. Says the Chassam Sofer, it could be that although it's not a separate mitzvah like the Bahag says, but really, saying Hallel on a day when we were saved, on a day when Hashem saved us from Mitzara, like Purim or Hanukkah, we have a Chiyuv Daraita to say Hallel. Without anyone instituting it. Without anyone instituting it. You don't need any rabbis for this. Automatically. So says the Chassam Sofer. There's not a shadow of a doubt in my mind that according to the suggestion of the Chassam Sofer, it says Efshar, it could be, and say definitively, but according to the suggestion of the Chassam Sofer, there's a Chiyuv d'Oraisa to say Hallel on Yom Atzmaut and Yom Yerushalayim. Okay. Without there being a Darabana, without any Darabanas. As opposed to Rosh Chodesh, where there's a Minag too. And nonetheless, we say Hallel, and many of us say Hallel even with the Bracha, Bedilug, Chati Hallel, but still, but certainly we say Hallel. But according to the Chassam Sofer, it's at least a positive thing to do. It's at least something we should be doing. Possibly, it's even a Chiyuv Daraisa. Pass himself. Okay, not insignificant. Okay, many of the sources that we just saw, or sources similar to them, are brought together and discussed and analyzed beautifully in a tremendous sefer that I want to introduce now, at least a little snippet from. Yes, please.
Rosh Chodesh, same Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, is that a Darabanan or just a Minhag?
Only a Minhag. Only a Minhag. It's not, it's Midrabanan, you don't, there's no saying of Hallel as a Chiyuv on Rosh Chodesh. There's no saying of Hallel as a Chiyuv on the other days of Pesach, only the first day.
What's the purpose on Rosh Chodesh?
That's a good question. But certainly not this. Yes. What? So the Chassam Sofer talks about it on a about personal and communal and as opposed to national as well. Okay? We're getting to it. Okay. Yes. Okay, Beseder, let's continue a little bit. Okay, so there's a fascinating Sefer of Tshuvot called the Kol Mevaser. Kol Mevaser, written by Meshulam Rata. It's a tremendous, tremendous gaon. And he writes the following. And this is a tiny snippet. The full tshuva has many pages. This is just a little piece of it. But some of the things we saw in the primary sources and some of it is not so relevant to us, so I tried to cut it down to a minimum. Just look at it for a few minutes. Okay? For a few minutes. But let's take a look. Binyan im lomar hala v'shachiyanu b'yom atzmaot. This was written, it's true, from Tavshin Yud Bet. writes as follows. L'chvod yidid nafshi, harav hagona mulal, rav paulim, reno harav, Yehuda leib maimon shlita. Okay. Maimon, familiar with the author of Sari Hamea, fascinating sefer, Toldot Hagra, many other things. Very interesting person. If I'm not mistaken, he was the founder of Mosada Rav Kook. In any case, Rav Rata writes to Rav Maimon the following. Hinani la'ashiv b'zeh l'chvod t'var t'arav al mechtavo hayakar b'dvar she'la odot b'rchat shachiyan b'yom atzmut haynu b'yom shehuchruza t'kumat medina Yisrael. Hine, ein safek shayom ahu meaning he'iyar shenikba al yidei ha'memshala v'chavrei ha'kneset shem nivcharei rov ha'tzibur v'rov g'dolei ha'rabanim lachug oto b'chol ha'aretz. Yom HaTzmut, which was established by the Knesset representing Am Yisrael and the majority of the Gedolei HaRabbanim, the great rabbis at that time, established as a day of Zecher L'Neis Shel Tshuatenu V'Cheruteinu. Two issues, right? We have both the Chanukah issue and the Purim issue, the issue of being saved physically and the issue of gaining autonomy, independence. Yeah. What year? I don't know. This tshuva is from Tafshin Yudat, so that gives you some idea. I'm not good with historical dates, I apologize. But I think it was shortly after Hakamat Medina. I don't know if it was the same year or after. I don't know. Okay, let's go on. Mitzvah lasoto simcha v'yom tov v'lomar halel. Okay, it's a chiyuv to make it a day of simcha and yom tov and halel. And by the way, Rav Rato was well aware that it's during Sfira. Okay, in case you're concerned about that, which you shouldn't be. Va'av tzibur shebi'ir achat, even an individual community. O yichidim shekovim aleim yom tov la'atzmam al neis shenasa lahem. Chayavim l'kayem aleim v'al zar'am. Baba'im achareihem ad olam va'av sholchim li'ir acheret v'shtakeh achayavim l'kayem hayom ahu k'mo shekatav Aram al ashkar b'tshuva simen mem tet huval l'achav b'magen Avram b'liyahu rabba v'chatam sofer or chayim sim kaf sari alif katav shekein noagim kama kilo Yisrael m'gdolei yichideim shosim keim b'yom she'ira lehem neis ayin sham. Says they're saved. Community was saved, individuals were saved, they should establish as a Yom Tov for all generations, for them and their descendants. Tanu Davka, Mimita L'chaim, which it certainly was, Dumi the Mordechai of Esther. Okay. Aval B'Bdut, in Mishare Tzara, Lod, Hare Amru Chazal, B'Mordechai of Esther, Mai Darish, Kavachomri, Abdul Cheridor Mishira, Mita L'chaim L'kol, Shkein Vim Kain, Kol Zman, Sha'anu B'Galut, Veleka pidyon me'avdut l'cherut kol she'en atzalam mimita l'chaim mash havud l'olosiv l'kwa yom tov. In other words, when we're not talking about independence, when we're not talking about autonomy, when we're not talking about Eretz Yisrael, so then it's only if we're saved from actual death. Okay. This obviously has both aspects. V'ayim b'chazim sofer or chayim sim kofsam gimel b'sofo she'katav d'shaber matzi tzibur yach l'kwa yom mo'ed l'atzman b'yom sh'na salem neis. It's obvious in our case. We're talking about the Jewish people as a whole. And we've gained independence and autonomy. Number one. V'gam hatzalami mita l'chaim, and we're saved from death. Number two. So bivadai chova aleinu l'kboa yom tov. Certainly, we have an obligation to establish this as a yom tov. V'yafek kivnu amanigim shekavu et hayom hazeh davka, and they picked properly this day. Asher bo haya ikar hanes sheyatzanu me'avdut l'cheirut aydei achrazat ha'atzmaut. Day when independence was declared is certainly an appropriate day to celebrate it. That's the essence of the nes. V'malin nasit achrazah b'oto ayom v'ayta nidchei liyom acher az hayinu ma'achrim et ma'oed v'ayinu ma'zikim et ha'atara v'askama shel ha'atzma'ut ha'gdolot shebumot ha'olam kayadua. Okay, and this was a rare opportunity. We look at the UN over the course of the last 60 years, they've always voted against Israel. So Ran says there are three nisim that it commemorates. Number one, the nes of independence, of autonomy, of Sheba Malchiot. Number two, the nes of being saved from physical extermination. Number three, the nes of Kibbutz Galiot, which is a unique and unprecedented nes in all of Jewish history. Al Kol Panim. Okay. I'm going down to the next paragraph, which says, Al Kol Panim. Ayin Chaf Pei. Al Kol Panim. Al Kol Panim Yatza Lanu Ledina Benidon Didan. De'ein kan shum chash u'pikpuk klal. There's no question, there's no issue. Mishum Baal Tosif of adding another day, adding another Yom Tov, rak adraba, chiyuv u'mitzvah hu la'asod zeichel l'neis, l'bot yom atzmod l'yom tov v'simcha. V'omar bo halal, shalem, below dilut. He thinks they should say full halal with a bracha. It goes on to quote from the Chida. And end of the paragraph, Al Kol Panim B'nei Shenasa L'Kol Yisrael. There's a national nes, Hakol Modim Shetzrichim Lamar Halel Mevor B'chaim Sha'al Sham D'Bezeh Omrim B'Bracha B'li Pukpuk. So we should say it with a bracha, full halel. V'gam Hespe V'tanit Asur Bo. And it's certainly usur to have any kind of eulogies or fasting, needless to say Tachanun is inappropriate, etc. M'komakom. Okay, and then he goes on to say that this is what he believes should be done. He, you know, feels this should be something that should be instituted in as broad a way as possible, so you don't have a situation of lotz godu, etc. In any case, this is the essence of what he has to say here. So, obviously, this goes further than saying that talking about Rosh Chodesh, and it's a minimal. There should be no issue of saying halal as we do on Rosh Chodesh and the other days of Pesach. There's a very good case to be made that there is a chiyuv, perhaps even a chiyuv d'oraisa, to say full halal with a bracha on Yom Ha'atzma'ut, and the same thing would be true of Yom Yerushalayim. Again, so there's a range, certainly, of possibilities, but that it should be celebrated and observed, and we should be saying Hallel, at least in some way, if not Hallel Shalom, with a bracha, at least Chatzi Hallel, at least with a bracha, without a bracha, whatever the case may be, but arguably full Hallel, probably the most compelling approach is to say that we should say full Hallel with a bracha, but at the very least, chatzi halel with or without a bracha, depending on the different minhagim. But certainly to be celebrating, I'm observing it. I want to conclude with what I started with, and then just take any questions and comments that remain. I apologize for the delay, but in any case, but we'll go back to it in a second. I want to conclude as I began with the point that, leaving aside the issue of personal chiyuv that according to Chasam Sofer may even be d'oraisa, to make this into a day of moed, to make it into a day of simcha and yom tov, to make it into a day of saying halel, aside from personal chiyuv on many different levels, basic principle of the Torah that we give shalach and hodat to Kadosh Baruch Hu when we are saved, when we have geula, when we're given brachot, as we have been in incredible, incredible ways over the last several decades, over the last century. But above and beyond that, we shouldn't, chas v'shalom, be in any way reminiscent of the mistakes of, as the Gemara says, Tana Mishum Rav Pius, the end of this piece of Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gnai hu l'chizkiyahu v'siyato. It's a gnai to Chizkiyahu and his people. Shlo amru shira, that they didn't say halal. Right? Ad shepatcha aretz from Ashir shnei marim kaf aretz mirod shamanu to speak, until the aretz had to say. Interesting question, what that means, and I think it's a very It's a very compelling explanation, but we're going to leave it for the moment, even though it's relevant. In any case, the point is that certainly we don't want to chas v'shalom repeat the mistakes of Chizkiyahu and Tziato, but rather, we should grasp onto the or that Hashem gives us, ki yashev b'choshech Hashem orli, and it should be kima kima kol shehi holechet, kol shehi holechet hi holechet umeir. Should, by appreciating and grabbing onto the light that Hashem gives us, we zochet to more and more of that light until it's fully day. And that's really what the Yerushalmi talks about. It's a very important thing for us to be aware of and to approach in the proper way. Okay, yes, please.